Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste and welcome everyone to Peace of Mind broadcast. I am your host, Tamara, and today I have a really great friend. Actually, he's one of the world's most recognized and prolific and consciously aware spoken word artists of his generation. Marc Marcel finds it difficult to restrict himself to the labels of the art form. Published author of the book That Doesn't Even Matter, we will discuss Mark's new animated creation called Gurus. So, Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm super excited about the show because the last time it was, so much fun on our last show. And if anyone wants to listen to our last show, you can go to the archives. And we talked about Mark's book called The Book That Doesn't Even Matter. If you want to know about his book, you can go to the archive collections and click on that link. But today we're talking about a new creation called Gurus. And so what is Gurus, Mark?
Woo! Man, it's such a big word. But basically, Gurus is a cartoon parody about the world's greatest philosophers working underneath one roof in a place called the Guru Center. And they all have twisted personalities. For instance, Malcolm X. If you know anything about Malcolm X, you understand that when he was younger, he was more militant. When he got older, then he had a new outlook, which was less militant. You know, it was more integrating, I would say. So we play off that emotion and we make him have a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde emotion. For instance, he's one level he's very peaceful, and then, on another level, if he gets really angry, he'll turn into a white raging hate monster and like the Incredible Hulk, and he'll destroy the city. And Buddha, for instance, people know Buddha is very peaceful, but Buddha in the show, he has anger issues. So we're making a play off of their emotions. But really, in all their characteristics and all their twisted personality lies the true meaning of their teachings. For instance, in Buddha's anger issues, it will be revealed his true teachings of it. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously he's not going to just have anger issues. It's going to be another message to him. Well, why is he angry? You know, and through that, his real teachings will come through, peace and acceptance and, so it's really that. And all that is for, obviously, to be able to operate and to attack certain aspects in life, I would say, and material, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about it is there's also a link. If anyone wants to click on the link, you could get a guru short on YouTube. But the great thing about it, I thought, is I think sometimes we take spirituality really seriously.
Right.
And, it's like, even like I saw the one short about Gandhi and Deepak Chopra. it's funny because I think that it makes us laugh and we're not so serious. And I think in this time right now, like, I just feel like with all these energies, I just talked to a friend the other day from Hawaii, and I hadn't talked to her for a while, but it's like we've been going through this tumultuous kind of, like, trials. And I think sometimes we take spirituality and our own self-evolvement so seriously. Because it's not fun. Growth is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think if we kind of, this show kind of puts a twist on spirituality in a funny way. And but I wanted to know, like, how did the idea come about? Like, were you just walking one day and were like, I'm going to do this show? How did the whole thing start, like, in Mark's mind?
Well, first, I think you hit it right on the head. But before I get into say how it was created, you hit it right on the head. We take ourselves too seriously. And I really believe that all these people who the characters I'm using in the Gurus, I really think that one aspect to them is that they also can enjoy a laugh. You know, I think it's very important to be able to laugh at yourself. And I seriously doubt anybody, I'm used Buddha, Jesus, Gandhi, I'm pretty sure they would not be so uptight with themselves to where they couldn't get a kick out of themselves, you know. So that, so I think you hit it right on the head. We take ourselves way too, and also my father said to me, younger, and this is a message I live by, obviously I think it happened because maybe somebody made fun of me and I took it to heart, and he stopped me. He said, whoa, wait. If you can't laugh at yourself, you have no right to laugh at anybody else. And from then on, it just hit me. I was like, wow, you know what? You're right. And from then on, you know, I've been laughing at myself as much as I can because I enjoy it, laughing at other things outside of myself. So, and I really think these people live by the same message. But to answer your question, how Gurus was created, truthfully, it was created just by exactly what you said. It was created because I wanted to make fun of my own philosophies. I wanted to make fun of everything I believe in. You know, it was the root of it was I created a character called Eisen Godfrey, and he's my alter ego, I guess. And he at first I was going to just have Eisen sit in a room and have patience, and have him have, like, these patients come, be like, oh, you know, I'm so stuck about life, you know, can you help me? And Eisen is going to be kind of, like, smug about it. He's like, oh, my God, you guys and your problems, I can't believe this. You know, I wanted to, like, make him a little bit arrogant, you know, a little bit snobby. Now, through that, when I was thinking about doing that, I was like, wait a minute, instead of just making fun of my own philosophies, why don't I make fun of my own philosophies and everything I've ever believed in? So then that's how I broaden it to have all those characters in there. And everybody that is in the show Gurus, for the most part, I would say, anyway, especially if they're working in the Guru Center, I have such a high respect for them, you know, and their way of thinking and their outlook on life. So I'm not, it's kind of like I tease my sister. I tease my sister because I love her. So it's kind of, I feel that way with this. I'm making fun of these people, but I love them. You know what I'm saying? It's it's very personal to me. So that's how I look at that. But it was created basically because I wanted to make fun of, you know, my own philosophies, and it's really no other reason than that. You know, and obviously things come from that. Because I believe that sometimes there are messages that are hard to take. So sometimes if you slide it over with a little bit of humor, you know, people can digest a little bit better, you know.
Yeah. So. And I think, like, you know, the, you know, making just the whole perspective of making fun of your own philosophies or just doing that, I think it kind of breaks down those strict barriers of, like, and labels of how we have to be. Like, how we have to be when we're going through this time. If you're going to meditate, you have to be this perfect way, or, like, you know, there's just so much restriction sometimes because we want to be these, you know, evolved, enlightened beings, or we want to have, you know, this compassion for the world and do all of these things. And, you know, I think that when we do them at the same time, it constricts us from, just maybe opening up to other perspectives or maybe for that one solution because we're so strict on finding it this particular way. Right. And, you know, it was just, and it's, I think that, you know, we forget that when we're in the story or when we're in the, you know, trauma drama, we forget like all those things. And, you know, for me, for example, I like totally forgot about my show. I was like, you know, going through my, and I was like, you know, this is, and I think it was that one that you put out one on Facebook that was funny. It was about a Kanye. And, you know, I started laughing and I hadn't laughed in such a long time.
Oh,
and I was like, this feels so, and for that time that I was watching, you know, the little Guru short, I just forgot about everything, and I was laughing again. I hadn't laughed in such a long time, and I was like, oh my God, and that just opened me up for, like, different things, even in my mind, like, maybe a different solution or a different,
That's awesome. I thank you. That's the biggest compliment that I could have. You know, I mean, it brought a positive feeling to you. You know, and I, jeez, I mean, what more can I say? Like that, I'm humbled by that. You know, I mean, I work hard at anything I do, but this is a new venture for me. So for it to inspire you that way, oh my God, like. I'm humbled to hear that. I really am.
Yeah. And I wanted to also have you on the show and talk about, like, you know, we don't have to, just even like you created this web series, like, you know, you also, you do so many other things. And I feel like with people, we don't have to just choose one thing. Like whatever we feel creative at, you know, we could create that. And having you here on the show is showing us that, like, not only do you do poetry or spoken word, but you published a book and now you're doing, but it's whatever your creativity is, you know, and you can express it. It doesn't have to be just one thing.
I think artists.
It's really cool.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. Talk about art.
Okay. I think artists get confused a lot. Like, for instance, there's a lot of poets that I know who don't want to do anything other than just strictly poetry. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but you're really limiting your creativity, you know. And I understand it because, you know, I was there once, you know, in that mind frame set, I would say, where this is all that I want to do. But it's, you know, I started looking at it differently. You know, I started looking at it like I am art. You know, everything is an expression. So it is exactly what you said. Whatever hits me, you know, I just go for it. And I think a lot of times people psych themselves out before being that if somebody has worked in one field for so long, they think that that's their expertise, which they may be correct, but they get scared or they psych themselves out into thinking that, well, they shouldn't try this because it would be new to them and they don't have that much experience in it. I understand that feeling, but it would be the same way when you first started your other field that you're so good at, you know? And truthfully, like, there's nothing artistic there's nothing that I don't think that I can't do. And in saying that there's nothing that I don't think that I can do, I don't think there's anything, I think anybody can do anything. It's just that they limit themselves. And for instance, I was talking to one of my friends. I bumped into him in L.A., and he, you know, he found out about the Guru series. He's like, man, that's so dope, man. You animating? What? He was like, man, see, people just ain't talented like us, Mark. And I stopped him. I was like, no, that's not true. I was like, people just don't stretch their limits in their talents. They don't explore. They do one thing and think that's it. I was like, for instance, you know, there are steps that I took to get to where I am now. Like 15 years ago, if somebody would have been like, you should animate, I'd have been like, what? You're crazy. Like, it's way too hard. Hell no. But I took steps to get there. I took, you know, first I started writing, you know, then I started writing poetry. Then I started writing, I started writing novels first. Then I started writing poetry. Then I started performing. Then I started making music, you know, and then putting my stuff to albums. And I started making videos, you know, and then you know, I dove into this field. Now I'm animating. Now, all those things are steps to where it got me there. But it's like some people feel that, like, let's say if somebody put animation in front of me first, I may have never walked those other steps because I would have felt that it's too hard. You know what I'm saying? But really, me getting to the course that I am now, animation, because, Tamara, literally like 5 years ago, I was thinking about animation, not on this project, but for something else, and I just thought it was way too hard. You know, so I was like, oh, man, for whatever, I'm going to pay somebody to do that. How it changed was my partner on the show, Brian Flackus, a thank God for the dude. The dude makes the show that much better. He really, you know, he lets me know when I'm on my P's and Q's. You know, he'll tell me, and I don't want a yes man. I can't have yes men. But you know, he'll tell me when he doesn't like something, and he's cool with, you know, with understanding if we have a different perspective on things. You know, I really appreciate him as a partner. But he came one time. I was staying with him, and he came out. I was on the patio, and he busted out. He was like, you know what? You need to put your interviews to animation. And when he said that, it clicked. He was like Alan Watts, like a character, Alan Watts, and to my interviews. And I was like, man, that's right. And I did that. I totally did that. I took him up on his advice and did that. I never thought of really doing it for myself before. And so, I did, but I really didn't. Was like, you know, let me go ahead and do this. Until he was like, you know, kind of kicked me in my butt. He was like, yo, you should do it. And I told myself, I was like, Mark, why don't I at least see if I can do it first before I tell myself that I can't do it? And that's what I did.
Right.
I went home 3 days. I was working on it. After 3 days, like, I was like, oh, my God, I got this. I got this. And voila, like, then other projects, you know, another idea came from it, which was Gurus. You know, Gurus came from Gurus. It wasn't like I thought of Gurus, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to animate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I taught myself how to animate, and then I was like, oh, you know what? Okay, let me see what I can do with this. Gurus, you know, so that's kind of like how that happened.
And just, you know, I wanted to say, like, I think just for everyone, but I think that your art or whatever, you know, I'm just using the word art, but I think your art are your dreams, like, or whatever you feel like that expression is inside you, or you always wanted to try to do. Those are your dreams that are, like, inside of you wanting to manifest. And the reason, and I'm saying that, but I wanted to tell you, like, on your book, It Doesn't Even Matter, the artwork on there, I was looking at it the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, in that artwork, it's like some of those things came manifest, like you went to, and I was just noticing, you went to Egypt, but it's in that artwork, so, you know, it just manifested from there, and I feel like, so I was like, oh my God, there are the pyramids, and then, you know, Chichen Itza, or whatever, you went to Mexico, and
wow, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. You're right.
Dude,
I did release that book before I went to Mexico, and it's all in there.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So I wanted to point that out to you because I was listening to your show, and I was looking at the pictures, and I was like, oh, my God, he did this before he went, and it manifested itself. So, like, his art manifested his dreams. But the reason why I'm saying that is because that could happen, like, for everyone. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't even know.
Right.
You can, if you follow that whatever is in yourself and you just, like, follow it, like, you're following these expressions of you, they end up, like, you know, later coming into fruition.
Yeah,
I think it's just such a great message for people. And it totally tripped me out, too.
You just tripped me out. I'm glad you pointed that out. I didn't even make that connection. I was like, wow. Well, what's next then off of that cover, man? Wow.
I know. And so I think it's just really important because I think for people, like, whatever your art is, like, to me, that just everything just clicked when I was listening to that and I saw your artwork. I was like, oh, my God, you know, people's art are their dreams. And these dreams, you know, are ready to, like, come and be a reality. And they were reality for you.
I like
the same
that.
Thing
I feel
for me.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think if we notice those things or we, you know, and the other thing is maybe you even forget, you know, like you totally did
forgot
that you created this art that had, like, the pyramids in it, had, like, you know, these temples from Mexico in it, and you went to those places. And I think all of those series of experiences, whatever they are for each individual, like, all those series of experiences give you, you know, the next area of expression or creation or dreams,
yeah,
you know, whatever
yeah.
you want to choose. And so where do you want to go with gurus? Like, what is your...
Man, you know, where do I want to go with gurus? You know, I want gurus to do exactly what it did for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I would love for it to do that for, you know, many more people than just you. You know, and
mm-hmm.
and I say that because, you know, I can get greedy here and say, yeah, I want to get on here and you know, for it to be the best selling this, and you know, but you know, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
what the fuck does that really mean? You know?
Right.
I mean, that's cool. That would be dope, you know. But, you know, that's, oh, man, that's so funny. Because I'm really cool. I'm really, really cool with gurus just staying on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I would like more help with it. I would like, you know, more animators. I'm the only person animating. But that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, gurus, I feel that gurus is it in itself is creating opportunities for itself. Meaning that I've had people come to me
mm-hmm.
wanting to be writers on it. That's dope. We get more
mm-hmm.
writers, people who want to be voices. They've come to me. And I know animators
mm-hmm.
are going to want to be on board sooner or later, too. You know what I'm saying? But as far as it, man, for it just to do what it did for you, man, like that means a
mm-hmm.
lot to me, for real. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, money, okay, fine. Be number one hit TV show, fine. But, you know, it's a number one hit TV show, that's fine. But a lot, I mean, that's good. But you know what? There's going to be a lot of people who may truly miss the message in it. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll just
right.
think, oh, that's funny. That's funny. They won't really see.
Mm-hmm.
Like the undertone, like, wow, there's really a deep message
mm-hmm.
to this. So really,
mm-hmm.
like, it's not about, it's exactly what you said it did for you. You know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
really what I want mm-hmm. gurus to do. And that's my
mm-hmm.
objective with gurus. Everything else that happens with it is a plus. It's a cherry on top of the ice cream. That's really
right.
how I look at it.
And I noticed that too, like on one of the shows, I forgot how many, but one of them, it was like, one of the gurus was like, yeah, but this is all an illusion, remember? You know? It's just kind of like, and I think that in this, you know, it's like a spiritual comedy for the evolving
right.
human.
Right,
because
right,
then,
right.
You know, even when I was watching it and it was funny, it helped me remember too, like, oh my God, I get so caught up in the story and like, you know, yes, and it's true, like, from my, you know, the spirituality and all the studies that we, this is the illusion and we're here to create and these dreams and all of these things. And it took me out of that seriousness. And I think in some comical way, like after I saw that one, you know, it gave me some sort of sense of power back, you know, with
right.
what, you know, I was dealing with at that time. And then I think that in all of this, it's just to, you know, get you out of the seriousness, you know, to see things from a different perspective and this funny way. And then also to remember that it is this illusion that we maybe have taken a little too seriously. And,
right.
Yeah, maybe God just wants us to laugh.
I think you made such a good point. I kind of really think that. I think above anything mm-hmm. else, like, yo, just laugh. You know what I'm saying? I think you really hit it. I think God just wants us to laugh. I mean, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
for
I
real.
Mean, even if it's in ourselves, and I think that breaks down the ego aspect, you know, even if we're laughing
yeah.
at ourselves and then we can say, hey, we're not these super perfect, you know, strict spiritual beings, but,
right.
you know, that we can laugh at some of the things or our thoughts and these things that do happen.
Right.
And so how can people, so just on YouTube, it's a web series, like how do people, like if people want to go and start watching gurus,
Oh yes, please start watching, start subscribing, do all that. It can just go to youtube.com/theguruschannel, and they can also go to theguruschannel.com. The website needs to be updated. It will be updated. Me and my partner Brian, we are in talks with other production companies and people mm-hmm. to see about expanding Gurus. So, you know, I can't say more than likely I don't want to talk like that, but it has the possibilities of being expanded more than what it is. But like mm-hmm. I said, you know, at the bottom level, I mean, not even at the bottom level, at really at the most, like, man, what you said it did for you, like, that's my objective in it, you know. Everything else is just a cherry on mm-hmm. top of the ice cream, you know. But right now, they just want to check it out. They can go to YouTube or the website, and there will be other things coming from it. Right now, we're doing Guru Shorts, and we will be releasing the B-Team, which is a parody of the A-Team. And the B-Team is, you know, and the B-Team is the second highest ranking unit in the Guru Center, which is Buddha, Jesus, Terrence McKenna, and Alan Watts. So they go out on these missions and stuff. And we're also doing a show called The Oddest Couple, which is Malcolm X and Thomas Jefferson. They're roommates. So we get to play on a lot of dynamics there. And we're also doing a show called The Stooges, which is Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. So nice. That will be coming out soon. It's like really, 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 really soon. Probably within a month, those will be dropping. And also a bunch of shorts about this start coming out. I took about a month break from releasing anything, but that doesn't mean I took mm-hmm. a month break from working on it. You know, I have been working on this thing nonstop, you know, and when I say I have more videos ready to go than are already up. So there are things about to come, like mm-hmm. for Gurus, like happen very, 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 very soon.
And I have a sample link. So if anyone is on the episode info page, there's a sample link on there. And then you post them on Facebook, right? Because that's
yes,
a function of them, too. So, is there a Guru's Facebook page?
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. I missed that. And, yes, they can also go to Guru's facebook.com/theguruschannel on Facebook.
Oh, cool. I'll have to do that, too, because I didn't even know there was a Facebook page. I just kind of asked it.
Awesome.
And you guys can see more of that spiritual comedy. and then for more information on Mark Marcel, you can go to markmarcel.com. And then to see any of his work or our last episode, we talked about the book That Doesn't Even Matter. So if anyone is interested in doing that, you can go to the archives and listen. I am just so glad we got to talk about this, and I'm just so glad that you have your artwork out and this Guru show. Totally funny. Oh, my gosh.
I appreciate you, Dawn.
I
think this is my first interview for Gurus. I was going to do another one before, but I changed it to my album that's going to be coming out soon called The God That Doesn't Even Matter. Co-produced by my friend Rico Lucky, but this is the first interview I've done for Gurus. I'm thrilled, like for real. It's
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's just awesome. As soon as I saw it, and I was just like laughing. I was like, I need to call Mark again. We need to do another show. I mean, it's always great anyway to talk to you because I feel like we have so much to say. but I was just kind of like, we have to do this and talk about this show so people can know you can laugh and just enjoy something on the, you know, comedic side of spirituality.
Right.
And I wanted to
let
everyone know, too, thank you so much for joining us today on Peace of Mind Broadcast. And tune in for our next shows. Just stay tuned on Facebook. Go to markmarcel.com, find out more information about Mark, and we love you. Thank you so much, Mark,
too,
for being on the show. Oh.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
for sure. We'll have to be talking again soon, too. Yeah, it's always awesome. And thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And have a beautiful day.
Namaste.
I'll talk to you later, Mark.
Yes, you will.
All right. Bye.
Bye.